And I'll give an example. It's like for somebody who is in detailing business, outside perspective might be, you're just washing a car. Yeah. You're doing so much more than that. Mm-hmm. Same with that. You're just holding that thing and just razor and then trimming the hair. But in reality, you're doing so much more than that. It's the pattern. It's just the way it looks, the way
so
it comes out.
So much detail behind it.
So much detail behind it. So kind of tell us a little bit about those little details that you learn about that might seem very straightforward from somebody who has no idea about what's really going in the process of it, if that makes sense.
And so in what way, the little details?
So, okay, ready? Like, somebody just thinks you just cut hair.
Okay.
And yeah, I mean, anybody can give a fade, right? But it's not true.
I don't know, man.
It's really not.
So,
I don't know if it's a good question, though.
So it is a good question, but it's hard to explain as a barber. So it's, and I don't even consider myself a barber. I'll say one more like a hair advisor.
What's the difference?
I think it changes with, I can tell what would suit you just with looking at this side of your face and not even your hair.
Okay.
So I can tell you
what would suit the face structure?
Yeah, like I go based on face structure. I make like my analysis in a way. Like I look at you, I look at the hair. I'm like, okay, this would look crazy. This would look fire. This would look bad. And I keep it real. I tell them, and my clients know that. And when we're going to try something new, they're already like, I'm like, yo, you cool? And he's like, do your thing. So
right, the
there's a lot of trust, yeah. But back to you, what you were saying is, it's just so much detail. Like, I bet you guys know because you guys do, for example, you guys have something similar. And it's little things that I try
make the difference.
Yeah, I try to explain my students and all that. And, like, for example, I explained David, right? Like, I say, and I'm like, you got to hit this line right here. And he's like, what line? And I'm like, this line. It's like, what line? I'm like, the line right there. I see it right there. He's like, I don't see nothing. I'm like,
that's what I'm saying. It's crazy. You just start seeing things that other people don't see
exactly,
because you already know it.
Mm-hmm. And then it becomes muscle memory. And I'm a perfectionist. So I try to just check everything every
time.
That little line, the slightest thing, I'm like, yo, you need to take that off.
I think now I understand how to ask that in a better way, because okay, you know, somebody comes to you and they have a very long hair.
Okay,
you got to know the patterns on how, like, where to start from, how to start it. Even with fade, it's like I've seen you videos where you make a line first and then you start fading it out because of different sizes and all that. So that's kind of where I was going with it, because I've seen some videos where Ken was showing the class and kind of demonstrating on how to do a hair where it's a flow. And when it's a flow, you cut different patterns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's kind of like where I was going with the question.
It's hard, bro. It's really hard. Like, it's
just for the barbers,
if any barbers are here, it's a lot of calculation. You can half-ass it though sometimes.
And learning from failures too. You mess up and then you realize that.
Yeah, you mess up a lot. And that's the best way to learn, to be honest. If you mess up, you know you're not going to do that again. you're not gonna and then sometimes you lose a client, and hey, it's all good, man. There's how many billions of people on earth, like, there's more people, more heads. Every time you go out, you see someone new. So that's the way I think about it. I'm like,
especially in business, you shouldn't worry about
if I lose a client. I'm like, well, bro, I walk outside, I see 30 more people in within minutes.
Like, you can't let that get to you. That's what I'm trying to say. Not like you shouldn't care, but
you shouldn't
let that get to you. You know why it's more difficult though when you're working with a person is you mess up their hair. Like with us, you mess a car up. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
a car is a car.
Okay,
but like, you can give them a
nice
car, bro.
I think it depends on the person.
Yeah, exactly. If it's a nice car and you mess that up, like if you have a...
Like I said, it depends on the person. Like, let's say if you mess me up, I could go bald. And I still think I have the confidence to rock it. I have 100% confidence to rock it. I can go buzz cut. I can go down, up, whatever it is. So it kind of depends on the person. Yeah.
Did you have a client where you messed them up?
I've cut someone's ear before, bro.
Really?
Yeah, I sliced someone just like right here. Yeah, yeah.
Ah, what'd you do?
He didn't even notice it. I was like, and he still comes back to this day. And it was when I started. He still.
So you didn't.
What
you pointed out to him? What did he say? Like,
I was like, "Yo, my bad. I cut you." He's like, okay, I think I feel it. It's like, I think I feel it. I'm like, no, I know you feel it. It's big as hell. So I grabbed the band-aid, I put it over. I'm like, next one's on me, bro. Next one's on me.
For sure. And that's why I was talking about like the whole connection with business and stuff is you learn from those failures. But if we, I guess, take a little step back from that, when you're cutting somebody's hair, there's some things where they don't even notice. And here's the thing, we have to be all honest as business owners. There have been situations where we messed something up, but we didn't tell the client. Like, I knew I messed up, and I'm being honest. I just didn't tell them. Yeah. Because it's like, whatever they don't know won't hurt them type of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's bliss, right?
Exactly.
It's just, unless it was something big.
Unless it was a big deal. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. You're not like being dishonest about it. No, but if it's that little thing. But for you, it's such a big deal because you understand those little details that matter.
Yeah.
For the client, they might not even care that you made a little scratch on the car, but for you, it's a big deal because now you're analyzing that. If I was working on a Porsche or a Lamborghini, that would have been such a big deal. So you're thinking from a very different mindset and perspective.
But then it goes back to what you said. You're just never going to do that again because you're
looking at it. Or you might, but, right?
So like, for example, let's say I get a new
client. You will like try more not to mess that up.
Yeah. So, but still, like if I get a new client, I'm a... work my ass off to make that thing flawless. That's the point of my service, right?
Yeah.
I will never mess up. I'm as consistent as you can be. So that's why my price stays high. That's why it's going to be higher. And, you know, you get what you paid for. It's a big difference when you go to a $20 barber, $50 detailer. You know, like, right. it's a big difference, bro.
Of course.
So it's about where you draw the line. You know, some people just hit a peak and they don't want to move from there, and that's fine. You're just good. But for example, for me, for my business, I want to scale it. I want to keep going up. So I want to keep learning too.
Exactly, because the better you're at something and the better, the more quality your cut is, the higher it's going to cost because people travel, dude. People travel from different states. I've even seen some people travel from USA to UK to get a cut.
So yeah, that's
crazy. A big deal. That is crazy. That is probably crazy. Would never
do that. I have people that have come 2 hours,
and went to
that's
Florida,
crazy,
right, or something.
Yeah, I went to Florida for a high school. Yeah, okay. I had people that drive an hour, still to this day. People that live in KOP.
Wasn't one today 2 hours? You were telling me.
That's kind of like the longest one that I've gotten. But
what does that feel like?
It feels good. It feels real good, bro. It feels nice. Now back to the price point part. I wouldn't pay more than $70 for a haircut. I wouldn't go higher than that, personally.
And
right?
Here's the thing too. Some people get frequent haircuts too, and they're willing to pay that much.
Yeah, 100%.
They get every week. Dude, I know some people.
But then this is the question I tell my friends. For example, like my friends, they like to, or friends in general. I don't know if you guys ever gotten it, but yo, let me get a discount.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty. But then I'd never do that. Never, ever do that. So I'm like, bro, full price. It's all full price. But it's about also respecting your business and you respecting your own business.
Exactly.
And that phrase, you know, standing on business, it's just weird because...
Did you learn that the hard way?
The hard way. I used to hate it. I used to hate people that, yo, I'll pay you later. I can't have that. I can't have that no more. And you build, use your standards go higher because, for example, my current clients, they never do that to me. They never tell me, yo, can you give me a discount? I'll pay you later or anything like that. You know? So if those people are able to respect my business, respect my time, why can't the people that are close to me do the same? Right?
Right.
And then,
it goes like hand to hand.
And then, back to the other stuff of like the price point. I wouldn't pay more than 70, but I would charge 100.
You would what?
I would 100% charge $100 for a haircut. There's people that give me 100 pretty much like every week. There's here and there that every week they give 100.
Does it come down to time too? How fast you're able to, like, what does price really? I mean, quality,
This is for the entrepreneurs. All
right.
Do your data. Just do your data. Have a tracking sheet. Fill that thing up every time. Every time, every day.
What does it look like?
This one. So this one, it's with the help of Ken that I have it.
Yeah, show us.
I'll show you guys.
Oh, he's got two phones.
Two phones, yeah.
I didn't realize.
One's for content. They both full on storage, man.
Oh, that's crazy. Dude, yeah, storage can be an issue when you edit, bro. I know that.
So this is what my tracking sheet looks like, right?
Yeah, we'll put this up on the screen.
Yeah. So okay, every time
your client falls,
I'm putting in after a haircut, how much to pay, how much this, how much that. And that leads me to
seeing
how much I can charge in the future and how much people are willing to pay. So I think it's more about the experience as well.
Right.
As the haircut. So you got to give a perfect experience, a great haircut. You know, I wash hair. So when you get to the studio, I usually, the way it goes, I mean, you also get free snacks. You're waiting in a place where you don't have noise, where you're calm, comfortable. You're comfortable. Instead of a barber shop where there's kids crying, there's a vending machine that you got to pay for. There is this is new to me because the other barber that it's my colleague, the other one that's in the studio now, the new one, he's been in a barbershop for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
His chair used to click with the other guy's chair. That's how tight it was. Oh. So like, imagine you just getting a haircut and then you just footsies with the other person. Like it's annoying.
Right.
You don't want that.
Yeah, those are the little things.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so, and the client feels more comfortable too when they're
For example, when you guys come to my studio, you guys are like, damn, like this is a different ball game. Completely different ball game.
Dude, the amount of things that you had, like different clippers, different equipment.
I live by that. Like I'm like, for you to be the best, gear up. Get your best. Yeah. You wanna do good pictures, you're gonna get a good camera or in a good lens. You're not gonna.
Dude, I constantly see you guys are upgrading.
Yeah.
Like little by little.
Yeah.
Sometimes you guys are getting better cameras.
Yeah.
Then you guys had like the green screen that you guys do.
Yeah.
The ring lights.
Yeah.
You guys have the person who you're taking the picture after the cut stand on the thing.
You guys so even it looks do good. It on yourself. It's just like somebody's cutting you and then taking pictures, kind of like test. Right.
Because we do a lot of work behind the scenes. So like an example is the new barber. He is really good with black hair, African American afros, all of that. You know, like just that type of hair.
Because the thicker texture, the more curly.
Yeah, they're different. They're curly and they're really tight curls sometimes. So I'm like, cut me. You got to keep cutting me. You got to stay cutting me until you get this down to perfection. And that's just the way it goes. And he can mess me up. I don't mind it. He's learning. That's just how I learned.
Right. That trust with each other, you're building brotherhood, the bond, and
team.
You guys are learning together because you're in really the same field. You guys are going through the same stuff. And even with you, you would change the hairstyles too,
try
one thing, another. Was that for
the experience to teach them? Like, if I dye my hair, I don't really like it like that much anymore. Maybe during the summer, you know, but if I dye my hair, it's just...
Does it look good like when you bleach it though?
I love it. I like it. I think I can rock it, but it's just a lot of work. So I don't like to go through all that. But to teach them, I'm willing to do it 100%.
For sure. Do you want to ask him something?
Yeah, I want to ask because when you have clients, how many clients do you get like a day, you think?
So
like on a day, like average?
I like to take, I like my days around like 8 to 10 clients.
Mm-hmm.
Now, me pushing it is around 12 to 15.
It's like an hour each or what?
Not everyone. So lately I have been doing shorter haircuts.
Mm.
I've just been testing things out a little bit because I'm about to jump to like a new price.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been testing out. I've been trying to see how long I take with different textures, how long I take, let's say with a hair like yours, long hair that I have to like graduate and like do a bunch of scissor work with.
Wash it too, because wash when it's long, it, yeah, wash it, have to wash yeah, it.
Shampoo, conditioner, everything goes in there. So,
because I wanted to ask, because I feel like service-based businesses like that, like when you're just there one-on-one, you have to show up for other people, right? Mm-hmm. Do you ever have moments where like you're just like, I really don't feel like cutting hair. I really don't feel like showing up for a client. Like what is like your mindset during that?
I cut my
that?
Finger right here and I the other day
that's
I was
a big
like,
cut, bro.
I was like, yeah, it's a big cut. It's the finger that I turn my clippers on with. So it's like that I hold my scissors. So I was like, bro, I'm injured. Like this is an injury for me, bro. Like I'm playing with an injury right now. Yeah, there's like, so many moments like
what's the responsibility like showing up for like these people, because like they paid for your service and
yeah, it's like it goes down about to who you are as a person. Like I could really just not show up. Mm-hmm. I could really just bro,
so it's nah. like being your own boss, right?
Yeah, I'm like bro, and not today too. Mm-hmm. I could just say that, but nah, like even sometimes let's say I had a, and it doesn't happen, but let's say I had a day of one haircut. I'm showing up to that one haircut. I don't care what time is it at, what time you booked it at. I'm showing up. Mm-hmm. It's really about if you show up,